Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 14th day of April. I'm your host, Paul White. Thanks for joining me. I want to encourage you to go check out today's full-length sermon titled, Believe and Receive. This is a message that deals with forgiveness of sins and the role the church has in proclaiming such as good news to the people of the world and what I think our response ought to be. Believe it and receive it, so that you can see the fullness of it in your day-to-day life. Go check that out. It's wherever you get your podcast. You can hear the full-length sermon, Believe and Receive. If you like video, you can watch it at our YouTube channel, PWM, or our website, paulwhiteministries.com. I also want to remind you that this is week number two of us being back on television. We are on the Grace Awakening Network, which is on all Roku streaming devices. If you have Roku, you can punch in GAN, look up the Grace Awakening Network, find me and a lot of other great men and women of God presenting the gospel of grace. My program airs on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock Eastern Time in the United States, so just 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. So just figure out what time zone you're in and check it out accordingly. And we are airing sermons that I've just went back and hand-picked from the last few years of our... And I'm going to present all different kinds of stuff, different backgrounds. I'll be in different churches on the videos. I'll be sitting down sometimes, standing up in a pulpit, in a theater, all kinds of places. We're just taking words that I enjoyed delivering that I think might be an enjoyment and some spiritual growth for our audience. But check it out. Spread the word. If you have anybody that has Roku and maybe just, I mean, I realize that we're on YouTube. You can recommend us to anybody, anytime, anywhere. But just being on television does provide you with a little, which another outlet by which to reach people, and some of them might accidentally, if you believe in such a thing, come across your sermons. And so spread the word, say a prayer for us if you would. Today, Luke chapter 11, verse 34, the lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light, but when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Now, I want to say that I think one thing would help us here that is not obvious, because this is a little bit of a troublesome passage. Like, how do you interpret this? What's he mean? The lamp of the body is the eye. Lamp's what you use to light a way. How's your eye what lights your way? The context might be a little better in that, or help us a little more in knowing that in the ancient world, both in the Hebrew world and the Greek Greco-Roman world, there was a very high correlation between how the morals of someone was perceived in relation to the way their face looked. I mean, like, we have a lot of writing in both the ancient rabbinical world and in the Greco-Roman world of people being judged on their character based upon the size of their head, their eyes. We even say this today. We say it a bit tongue-in-cheek, but we say it from a very ancient place. We say things like, I didn't trust him. He has beady little eyes. What do we mean by that? Well, he does that. His eyeballs are probably not any smaller than anybody else's, but we say it in relation to the way we read the face. That's a very ancient judgment we make that runs deep into the psychology of humanity. Forehead size, head shape, eye placement, nose placement, jawline. We've done it for a long, long time. I don't want to land there as the sole thing Jesus means, but I don't think it's being genuine to ignore that as a way to interpret how the audience would see a statement like this. The lamp of the body is the eye. So there is this kind of common thought in that world that you can see a lot about someone's character by their face. In fact, if you take that into account, therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body is full of light. The word good there is clear or healthy. When your eye is clear, your body's full of light. When your eye is bad, or when your eye is unhealthy, your body is full of darkness. And so in that context, it seems to be a way of sort of determining what someone is like. Well, that doesn't do us much good spiritually. It seems to be a physical illustration of a spiritual reality. Like, for instance, if your eyes work, then your body knows where to go. Imagine being blind. If you are blind and then you have to move forward, you're going to have an aid of some sort, either someone to hold you by the hand, and hopefully someone that's not blind. In another place, Jesus uses that illustration, the blind leading the blind. And even though if you're blind, you can compensate pretty remarkably for that lack of eyesight, the fact remains that there's always going to be some form of help needed in getting places, particularly in public places. So that's a physical illustration. How does that relate over into the spiritual? Well, it seems that if you use that illustration to derive something spiritual, you've got to remember that Jesus is talking about how you view things. In the Matthew version of this story, Luke, it seems slightly out of place. In the Matthew version of the story, right after this, Jesus talks about whether we serve God or mammon. He says you can't have both. So there seems to be a spiritual reality behind the physical illustration that if what you see is what you value, then be careful with how you see what you see. So if it's treasures, if it's wealth, if it's power, then you got a bad eye. But if you can see Christ, if you can see God as the standard, because remember, you can't serve God and mammon, and he says it right on the heels of this, then your eye is good. Are you looking for God in your treasure? Are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden in Christ, or is all that just a bunch of bunk? Well, it's probably not a bunch of bunk. You wouldn't be listening to the DDP. I'm not trying to say that your eye is naturally good because you listen to this podcast, but the reality is how you view the world makes an enormous difference on how you conduct yourself in the world. And so when you look at the things of this world, look at them through the lens of who Christ is and who you are in Christ, and it makes a difference on the way you conduct your life. When you look at it through the lens of the unredeemed, those who don't recognize who they are in Christ, then it fills your whole body full of darkness. It's not a lost and saved thing. It's how you view the world and then you carry yourself. That means verse 35, then, therefore take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body's full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. So this is why we talk about seeing things through the proper lens. It becomes vitally important. Woe on the Pharisees and the lawyers. We'll get started on a new week, the new passage here in Luke 11 tomorrow. See you then. God bless.